Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council, and this is April. We are now in the second quarter of the year. This year is as it has been for the last few years, it is zooming by. So listen, we have a great month planned. And yes, I took another break because I actually had my themes mapped out for the entire year of 2019. But you know what? I just wasn't feeling all of the different themes that I had. So I have new themes, and we have some great shows that are lined up for you to help you achieve your goals. We're even going to teach you how to earn $1,000 a day. How do you have those $1,000 days? And we're going to help you get in position to make it happen. So we have some exciting things going on. Welcome to Magnificent Monday. Today, we are going to talk about how you bounce back. And so I am going to give you some tips on how to bounce back. Because you know what? This month is all about the fact that success begins when you do. And so you can start anytime. You can start over. You can regroup. So if at the end of the first quarter, you have kind of fizzled out, guess what? You have the opportunity to begin again. And so that's exciting. And so today, we are going to give you 7 ways to bounce back stronger so that you can get beyond any setbacks that you had in the first quarter. So let's get to it. Now, we're going to skip our affirmations for this Monday because this is going to be a pretty short show, I think. Even though I have 7 strategies for you, we're going to go through those really quickly. And starting tomorrow, we have another great show that's lined up for you. And so all month long, we're just going to talk about success and what success looks like and how do you just get it all together and get inspired. And you're going to get answers this month and you're going to have an awesome second quarter. So here's the first thing. First of all, avoid catastrophizing. There it is. So you know what happens sometimes when we have a setback or something that goes wrong in our business or in our lives or whatever the goals are, we amplify it. We make it bigger than it is. And we beat ourselves up and we make it seem like it is the end of the world. Understand this. You are more resilient than you give yourself credit for. So stay away from making it bigger than it is. Do your best to minimize it by putting your confidence out front. Tell yourself that you can overcome this, that you can get beyond it, and hey, there's nothing that you can't do. Number 2, take a breather. You know, when things go wrong and things are not working out, and even though my themes were not wrong, I just wasn't excited about the themes. So I found it very hard to put together different podcasts for you guys. So I had to take a breather. So that's number 2, take a breather. So, but if you have something that's a little more nerve-wracking, a little more stressful, then instead of immediately springing into action and being so reactive about the situation, for example, if someone on your team is not working out in business, if you're not getting what you want, or if it's just not going the way you thought it would go, if you didn't have that flow in the first quarter, don't panic, don't react, don't put yourself down. You know, just instead of having that, those reactionary moments, just take a break. You know, take a moment, you know, stop and think about where you're going. What was your plan? Why did you set the goals that you set for this year? Where do you want to go with your business? Where do you want to go with your fitness? Where do you want to go with your friends, family? You know, what is this? What is that picture that you had in your mind? So stop and think about all of that. So take a breather. A lot of times when we step back and we take a breather, instead of reacting, we come up with much better solutions, which leads me to our third point. After the breather, now it's time to problem solve. What I suggest that you do is that once you take the breather, while you're taking the breather, think about what you're doing, where you're going, and what you want. What outcome are you looking for? If it didn't happen, I mean, this is just the second quarter of the year. So don't stress over the fact that, oh no, we're already in the second quarter and I haven't even begun to accomplish these goals that I have. As a matter of fact, you know, I've even gone so far as to fizzle out. And so this is what the breather is all about. You need to ask yourself the hard questions. Is this the right goal for you? Are you interested in accomplishing what you said you wanted to accomplish? Is it all just about money and there's no passion behind it? Keep in mind that money is energy. And when you lack passion for achieving a goal or overcoming any situation or that strong desire and confidence that you need, then you have the wrong energies. Wrong energies means low energy. Low energy means you can't produce the way you want to produce. So think about what you're doing and how many ways you can solve that problem. So problem solve by jotting down some of the thoughts that have popped into your mind about what can you do. Okay, troubleshoot. If you can't come up with any ideas, then you need to talk to people who are good at what they do. Someone that can help you come up with some solutions. Someone that can help you, think outside the box. So seek help is my point. So that's number three. Number four, skip the blame. Sometimes when things go very wrong when it comes to our goals, like the first quarter, you know, when the January sets in, you know, everybody's excited. Everybody wants to make some great things happen in their lives and their business. And they are so gung-ho and they have all their plans in order. They have the key players on their team in place. And then all of a sudden, a key player steps off the team. A key player decides to do something different, or a key player decides to go and do their own thing and no longer be on your team. Or something happens where you think that you have the most perfect plan and you've outlined this great timeline. And somehow when you set out to do it, things go wrong because all of the components that you put in place, something went wrong with those different components. So skip the blame game. Don't blame others. Because when you do that, what happens is you're giving away your power to solve your challenges. Because you want to keep in mind that when it comes to your success, when it comes to you beginning again in the second quarter or when it comes to you becoming more inspired and taking that second big breath and say, hey, I'm going back into the game, so to speak, and I'm going to make it happen. If you go and say, well, this would have worked out if this person hadn't done that, or if he hadn't done that, or she hadn't done that, or, you know, any kind of blame that you can put on someone. It's not about blame. It is about you problem solving. It's about you seeing it as it is. And it's about you making the decision as to what you're going to do. See, once you give your power away, then you're not able to solve challenges as quickly as you would like. So you want to own up to whatever's going on. Understand this. These are your goals that you set. This is your life. This is your vision for your own success and for your own destiny. And so nobody's responsible for making that happen for you but you. Now, do we make these things or achieve these goals by ourselves? 99.9% of the time, we don't, because you always need help from someone, somewhere, somehow. See, things are done when we all kind of get the right people on our team. So no one ever achieves a massive success or just even on a smaller scale of success, you know, kind of the midway scale. No one ever gets to that point without having someone on their team. Even if you just have a couple of cheerleaders, friends who cheer you on, you still need to have some kind of energy that's going back and forth. So the point that I'm making is that you don't want to spend time blaming. You want to spend time troubleshooting and then coming up with solutions and then deciding on a course of action. And of course, you want to get going and you want to make it happen. So that's why this month is all about the fact that success begins when you do. It didn't say success begins when we do, or when the rest of the world does, or when Washington does, or when the president does, or when Congress does. It doesn't say that. It says when you do. So when you begin, then things start to move forward. The wheels start to turn and you're going to get results. And you can start any time. And so you want to start today. So you don't want to wait on that, because this is April 1st, which is great, the beginning of the second quarter. And no, this is not an April Fool's show. I know this is April Fool's Day, but everything I'm giving you is completely real. So take it to heart and put these strategies into action. Number five, think big picture. In order for you to solve any kind of challenges that you've had during your first quarter, you have to think big picture. What is your ultimate goal? So you say, well, I don't know exactly where I'm going with all of this. Well, then you have to rethink, why are you doing it? And what is this all about for you? And who's it going to help? And is there a need for what you're doing? Because if you don't have a big picture idea, it's very difficult for you to really understand where you're going. So when you can't understand where you're going, then you don't know what problems you need to solve. It's kind of like taking a trip. If you know where you're starting from, but you have no idea where you want to go, you just know, hey, I just want to take a trip, then you'll be driving forever. Okay, you'll never know when you get there. Okay, so the point is, think big picture. And thinking big picture not only involves knowing where you want to go, but it involves putting your attention only on what matters. Because when you know where you want to go, then you're going to put your attention only on what matters, what means something to you, what will help you get to that destination that you see in your mind, that help you get the results that you want. And when you consider only what matters, then guess what? You are going to take your mind off of blaming someone else. You're going to take your mind off of the fact that some things went wrong. You are really going to regain your focus when you think big picture. Number six, just begin. No matter what, success begins when you do. So start anytime. Begin today. Anytime is today. So just begin. You know, this reminds me of a movie I saw years ago. It was about Martha Stewart, her biography. And there was a scene in that movie, you know, after her husband left her and she got up and it was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So she picks up this big sledgehammer and she starts, you know, knocking out this wall in her house because she decided at that point that she wanted to remodel. Okay, she didn't think about it. She didn't ponder over, oh, should I start today or should I start tomorrow? No, she just got started. See, everything doesn't have to be perfect. Everything doesn't have to be in place for you to get started, because some of those things you're going to have to move anyway. And you're going to have to bring in some new things, new people, new ideologies, and things that you don't even know about yet. So get started. Just, you know, get on that journey. As long as you know where you want to end up, you can go. Because even if you take a wrong turn, there'll be someone that will help you to get back on track. You know, I think about the fact, when I started this podcast, when I first started it, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know everything about starting a podcast and what it really took. But guess what? I jumped out there. And did I make a few mistakes? Absolutely. But I knew where I was going. I knew what the show was going to be about. I knew what the goal was and what the vision was at that time. And so guess what? I was able to correct very quickly or seek help from those who knew more than I did, who had more experience. So just begin. And that is really important. Okay. And number seven, which is the final one, is have laser-like focus. You know, if you want to bounce back and you want to bounce back even stronger than before, and you want to get beyond the setbacks and blaze that trail to success in the second quarter, then you're going to have laser-like focus. It's a good strong possibility when you start troubleshooting to determine what went wrong. It's a good strong possibility that you're going to discover that you were all over the place. And sometimes that happens, you know, when you're brand new at something and you're learning something new, you are trying to learn from any and everybody. You're trying to learn from different sources and you're just trying to figure it all out. So it's okay. But now you're in the second quarter, you know exactly where you're going. Pick a course of action and have that laser-like focus. The only way you should shift that focus onto something new is if the laser-like thing focus or what you've put your attention on is bringing you absolutely no results. Then have the courage, have the guts to make the shift. Hey, listen, you guys, that is all I have for you on this magnificent Monday, but we have some great shows lined up for you throughout this entire month. We're going to be talking about how loving your life brings achievement. We're even going to talk about coffee that can improve your life and how that can happen, shifting the tone for a successful, to have a successful week in the event you have some off weeks throughout this second quarter. We're going to talk about earning, having those $1,000 days and how do you get in position to make it. So we have so many great shows lined up for you. You're going to have so much fun with us this month, and stay tuned for more tomorrow, where I'll be unveiling some more new ideas, new tools, new everything just for you. So remember, success begins when you do. And so just get out there and get in the game and make it happen. So, 7 ways to bounce back stronger and getting beyond those setbacks using these 7 tips that I've given you will allow you to blaze a success trail. Enjoy this magnificent Monday and do life with power.